Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, heroes among us. Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and eagle flies.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennin, along with Kevin Flynn. Jay Thomas will join in just a moment.
The big old land.
On What's on Your Mind.
Dreams.
We have a lot of time to get your reaction to what we heard yesterday from North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley in an update on the case. It was actually mostly about Zachary Robinson and the incredible heroism. He is the officer involved in the shooting of Mohammed Barakat. And, of course, Barakat shot Jake Woleen, who will be laid to rest Saturday, Pequod Lakes, 23 years of age. Life cut short. Badly injured, critically, Andrew Dotis. Tyler Hawes was hit. Those two remain in the hospital. And, of course, Carly Coswick, who was a bystander, she was involved in one of the automobile accidents as well. And I just can't help but thinking about these heroes among us. They never know when they might stare down an evil, sick monster that has no regard for human life. A madman. Sorry, evil madman. That's being kind. Mohammed Barakat, Syrian refugee, by the way, granted asylum to leave war-torn Syria in 2011, and the thanks we get for that is him unleashing a torrent of gunfire at four law enforcement officers and a civilian. Makes me sick. Unbelievable. We're going to talk about this today, among others joining us. We actually have some press conference audio from yesterday, in case you missed it, on what was being planned by Mohammed Barakat. We have Mark Levin, who thankfully has given this some national attention because it's received very little national attention. I wonder why. Boy, I'm confused about that. I bet we're all confused about that, right? And we'll also be joined by David Rutledge, who is with the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team, a group of chaplains that are responding to attacks. They actually responded both to the attack in Georgia that killed four people, as well as the shooting of two police officers and three fatally. One of the individuals, as we know, Jake Willeen, and then the other two shot and in critical condition. And these are former law enforcement officers that are now part of the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team that come and just love up the cops after an incident like this. So interested to hear about what they do, and that'll be on the program a little later on. Kevin, Jay, I have a question for you.
Okay. We're ready.
I just heard from SNS Promotional Group, our Jake Willeen, and watch stickers are done, and they'll be available for pickup at the Flag Studios a little bit later on this morning. And yeah, those are to honor fallen Officer Woleen. It's the same thing we did when Officer Mosier was murdered in the line of duty. It's a heavy duty vinyl sticker. You put it on your window, car, whatever, wherever you want to put it. And it's just to honor. And we're asking for donations. If you can't make a donation, completely understand it. But if you can, grade a dime, a dollar, $5, that's fantastic. All that money is going to go to the Woleen family. And they'll have them on a cruise night as well tonight, but they will be available, I'd say, after 12 noon at the Flag Family Studios.
Doing some good in the face of evil, which is unbelievable. And that's what you'll do when you drop a buck or a penny or whatever in the bucket when you come see us. So thank you for that, Jay. Here's what I wanted to say. I got an email towards the end of the show yesterday, and it stuck with me. We were talking a little bit about progressive cities, right? And the comment from Tim Mather, a senator from Fargo, who said, you know, we're this more progressive city, this stuff is going to happen. And
I think growing's a better word. You know, I mean, Fargo, yeah, there's a liberal, you know, obviously a liberal, you know, slant to Fargo. But
you think?
I mean, well, yeah, but I mean, these are, you know, liberal, Democrat, Republican cities. They all go through this when they're growing.
Right.
And when more people come in, the population gets more diverse, and away you go.
But that's the point of this message from this listener. Yeah. He says, is there any city that grows more conservative?
Yeah.
Is there?
Yeah, I would say. Cities in Florida, cities in Texas.
I was just going to say Florida.
Absolutely. States grow conservative, too.
Far and few between, trust me. But goes on to say, this is why I personally loved Fargo 20 years ago, but hate it today. From politics to crime, it's gone downhill. I work in Fargo. That's the only time I spend here now. Can't wait to retire and never come back. So my question to you is, have we officially lost our small town mom and pop status here?
Oh, long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago,
yeah, I would
without a doubt.
Agree, yep. What we're losing is that feel.
What are we doing?
You know, because we're not actually a small town, but we always had that feel.
This isn't a Jason Aldean town.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to give up that easily and say, oh, yeah, a long time ago, it is what it is. I mean, to me, let's be one of the cities that grows more conservative. Let's be one of the cities that's more law and order. Let's, as Drew Wrigley aptly said yesterday,
change the culture.
In the press conference, change the culture. Be the change. Be worthy of the heroism of these officers, which I thought was one of the more poignant moments of the press conference yesterday, because it was really outside of the lane of X's and O's of here's what happened with Zach Robinson and, you know, here's some more information on the shooting last Friday, but to talk about the root cause of this and what you do about it to be worthy. So I don't know, guys. I'm not ready to say, I'm going to follow this person's lead and just spend as little time in Fargo as possible and
escape and get out of here. You can't run and hide and escape. Go, you know, you've got to fight if you want that change. I still think this is still a fantastic community. You know, I mean, it's got its ups. It's got its downs, just like any city does. It's got its positive. It's positives and negatives. But you know, I love winters not so much, but I love living here. I've lived in many cities as well as you, Kevin, around the country doing radio. And of all the cities I've lived in, I to this day will still say Fargo is the best community I've ever lived in. I'm not going to lie. I've you know, my 15 years at DAY, I've turned down multiple job offers in other bigger cities, and I just didn't want to leave Fargo. Our boys got a good education here. I even with this horrific tragedy that happened, I still think for the most part we are a city. We're going the wrong direction, guys.
I mean, I agree with everything you said, but we are going the wrong direction. My question is, how do you stop that?
Well, how do you change the culture?
Well, how do you ever stop a madman, too? I mean,
you can't. This guy was under the radar.
You can't. I mean,
100%.
The see something, say something applies to Fargo-Moorhead now. You keep your eyes up and your situational awareness going all the time now. And that goes for any city of size you go to anymore in any country.
I completely agree you can't stop a madman. I mean, evil is evil. And evil intent on doing evil is going to be very, very difficult to try and stop. And, you know, actually this was a lot better than it could have been, we now know. And we'll hear more about that in a little bit. But I'm saying I don't think we can find anybody to think we're going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, the more that this...
Well, no, that's not, I mean, you can. It just depends on what their political beliefs are. And, you know, there are people that do feel it's going the right direction. Personally, I do not. I think that the anti-police culture has grown over the last few years quicker and bigger than I thought it would in our neck of the woods. Not to say that there's not a positive culture for law enforcement out there, because there is, but that group that is just anti-police is growing and growing. And like Drew said, change the culture. And when Drew said that, he meant change the culture when it comes to law enforcement. Embrace law enforcement. You know, thank them.
We don't.
You know, support them.
We don't.
And,
I mean,
well, we do.
Yeah, we do. We three of us do, but there are people in this community that don't.
Exactly.
And, very few.
And get
very few.
Yeah, well, they get a lot of platform. That's for sure. Texter says,
all right.
See you, Jay. Take care. Appreciate the time. He's out of here, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Jay Thomas, live from Cruise Night tonight. Refugees and illegals are being brought in to change the culture, says this listener. We'll talk about that when we come back, whether you agree or disagree with that statement. Call us at 701-271-1100. Hey, it's Scott Hannon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around, going to keep your ride super clean just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hey, this is Shane with Irie Insurance. Summer times means going for boat rides, camping in your RV, and swimming in your backyard pool. But unfortunately, these activities lead to increased risks. And let's face it, accidents happen. Having the proper insurance can protect you from theft, damage, liability, and more. Let Irie Insurance take care of your summer risks so you can spend your time with more important things, like finally hitting that perfect cannonball! To find a location near you, visit us at irieinsurance.com.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Something great is about to begin in Watford City, the grand opening of elite cabinets and building supply fast approaching, and soon you'll have a top-shelf lumber yard and building materials store nearby. Paint, tools, hardware, building materials, and lumber. Get those plans and project ideas ready, because elite cabinets and building supply is coming soon. Big box selection with small-town neighborhood service just north of the Rough Rider Center on 23 east of downtown. Elite cabinets and building supply. Speaking of Watford City, Tioga, communities I just adore, Stanley, Crosby, you know, the whole region there, Williston, certainly part of that as well. They had a transformation, obviously, after the oil boom, and many people said, you know, the same thing. Are communities going downhill? It's going downhill. Now, they're still small towns, without question, but they're different. I would argue, just given the opportunities that were now available to people that weren't previously available, i.e. a mom and a dad, a grandparent wanting a son or a grandson to granddaughter to stay, keep the grandkids here, that it was a good thing what happened. And, of course, the population growth, while fast and robust, still considerably less than what we're dealing with on this end of the state. But it changed. It changed, and some people could say, but I don't think anybody's afraid of Watford City. It shouldn't be. But this fellow's afraid of Fargo. Are you afraid of Fargo? Has it gone downhill, like they say? And do you put any blame for that on, as one listener did, refugees and illegals who are being brought in to change the culture? That is a dynamic I think we need an honest conversation about, Kevin. Now, we know that the thug, evil shooter in this case, Mohammed Barakat, came from Syria 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, has he gone to the radical edge of Islam?
Well, we know that, don't we?
Clearly, that's why he was targeting officers.
Right.
One text that I saw that came in was about the second car, and I had wondered the same thing. But you said they answered that definitively, that neither car in the accident was involved with Barakat in any way.
No.
But the question was, because I wonder if he was heading to the street fair. If he was loaded for bear as he was, we saw the weapon cache he had in the vehicle, the number of weapons and the number of rounds that he had. If he was heading for the street fair, why would he stop just to ambush police officers, or maybe he had a scanner or something, if he had a much bigger thing planned? And I can't imagine, I guess he wasn't, who they don't think, of course, but they're out of their minds, but as was he. But there's so many things that I still have questions about.
Yeah, that second vehicle has been debunked. There was no connection between Barakat and the accident, based on what they know now.
But for whatever reason, his motive to stop, if he was going to the street fair, going to somewhere else to do bigger damage, he stopped and said, "Well, I'm gonna take out some police here."
Here's what I've heard. I would call these informed sources, but not necessarily anything other than a theory from informed sources. And that was, he was en route down 25th to go to the police station to create a diversion, some sort of a shooting or explosion or whatever at the police department. That would then obviously draw in all of law enforcement. Then he'd go on his way on to downtown Fargo on the street fair.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. Again, the conjecture, driving down 25th, well, hey, here's four cops right here. He circles and sees there and finds a spot where he can target them. He wasn't going to be able to shoot any police officers at the police station.
Right, and he didn't factor in the Zach Robinson variable.
Exactly.
He couldn't take him out. But imagine if he would have shot all four of them and gotten away. Then
exactly right.
That's what you're saying.
And that's what's in his mind, what he was going to do.
Too, yeah.
Because what happened? Every law enforcement, Zach Robinson said on the radio,
yeah,
send everybody.
Yeah.
That's what Zach Robinson said in the middle of this firefight.
They'd all be there.
Send everybody.
Yep.
Which they did. So I just think it was a moment of opportunity for the evil carnage that he was about to do.
I saw a movie like that once where it's these bank robbers, they it was out in, you know, a remote small town. They blew up a house, like, out of town, and every firefighter, every county thing went there, and there wasn't a cop in town. And they walked right in and robbed the bank. So, could have been a diversion.
Another listener says, Lutheran Social Services flooded Fargo with refugees that are not assimilating with culture. Public school officials are refusing to follow laws protecting families from liberal ideas. Our beloved Bison kneel for the national anthem. NDSU is putting out products like Ilhan Omar, and on and on. My family and close friends have been Fargo fans our whole lives. Our kids have been Bison fans their whole lives, going to home games every year, planning to be NDSU students since they were young. Not of these kids attending school in Fargo. None of these kids attending school in Fargo. Not sure what you mean there. Fargo has become a place to avoid instead of a destination, long before this event. So there's someone that says, yes, gone downhill. Here's the deal. I think I need to be very, very clear on this. And one of those things I hate that you have to state, because otherwise somebody will assign motives to you. But I've known refugees that are great Americans. They've become great Americans. They've assimilated. Gone to school. They've gone to college.
Yep, absolutely.
So, you know, the problem is, I think some of these people think, let's keep taking them. And we don't know how well some have been vetted. And that's where you have problems like this. So it's not so much refugees are the problem. It's some refugees are the problem. And we ought to have an adult conversation about how many is too many. How much is too much? At what point do you draw the line just to be able to handle it with things like assimilation and everything else? I think that's a fair question. But I don't want for a minute anybody to say this is because we let refugees in here. This is because, you know, people got... I think we have no idea what's coming as a result of the southern border. Kev, do you? I mean,
a friend of mine who spent a lot of time in the military shot me an email on this. I'll just read it to you quick. It's not radical for a Muslim to call for death of infidels or do what we saw Friday. It is more accurately Orthodox Islam following the words of the Quran rather than bastardize it to be a message of peaceful coexistence. There was a PhD-type expert in Tampa who trained CENTCOM and SOCOM, all the armed forces and services, and anyone willing to host him. He did his speech in character as a Muslim man who faithfully followed the word of the prophet. He likened the Muslim peacefully living with infidels without ever either converting them or alternatively enslaving or killing them. So we've got to dig a lot further into the radical, you know, the radical part of the Muslim religion. And this guy was definitely part of it. It hasn't gone anywhere.
I mean, the word, you know, there that needs to be emphasized there is faithful Muslim.
Yes.
If you are a faithful Muslim and you subscribe to what's in the Quran,
yep,
you do not want Kevin and I and any other Christian person here to be alive. You want us dead.
If you are Orthodox, practice the Orthodox Islam.
And there's plenty of Muslims that are not.
Oh, every day,
yeah.
all over the country here.
Exactly.
But there's a few that aren't.
And that's
the problem.
That's where I come back to vetting and being careful
there
about who comes in.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home. The one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The chilly weather is here, whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
You
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is coming to the defense of presidential candidate Donald Trump for his actions centered around January 6th. McCarthy said that he doesn't see how Trump can be found criminally responsible, asking what criminal activity he did. He also suggested that Trump told people to be peaceful. The comments come after Trump received a target letter regarding a Department of Justice criminal investigation into January 6th. Trump claims Biden's Department of Justice has been weaponized against conservatives, religious sectors, and parents at school board meetings. Russian President Vladimir Putin will not travel to South Africa for a Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa summit next month. That's because the country would be required to arrest Putin for war crimes in Ukraine. South Africa belongs to the International Criminal Court, which issued an arrest warrant for Putin in March. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Part of the program where I make you hungry.
There's something happening.
Where you want a hearty meal, a little home cooking, a little comfort food. PetroServe USA has got it for you. Meatloaf today in Harwood. Lasagna in Yulin. Scallop potatoes with ham in Glendon. Beefy noodles at the 45th Street, 9th Avenue Southwest. PetroServe USA today. Beefy noodles there. Salisbury Steak downtown MP Avenue. Swedish meatballs, 12th Avenue and I-29. Cheesy tuna hot dish or beef dips at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location of PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, you tell them Scott sent you. Are you afraid of Fargo? Has it gone downhill? When the U.S. Attorney Drew Wrigley says, be worthy of the heroism of Zach Robinson. What does that mean? What do we do to change the culture? Still to come, we'll play the clips of the Attorney General Drew Wrigley yesterday on both what was planned, what could have been after this encounter at the accident on 25th Street, and also Mark Levin, the Mark Levin Show, who's thankfully giving this story a little bit of national attention. Lester says, morning, I want to pass this on. I'm not afraid of Fargo, just be more aware of my surroundings. I lived in Fargo since 1978. Yes, it's changed, but I choose to live in Fargo. I still feel there is a sense of community. Just get involved. Great show. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Another, just wanted to say thank you for all the updates and reassuring that the law enforcement agencies are always vigilant. And have our backs. They are all heroes. Drew Wrigley is right. We all must back the blue. God bless our first responders, emergency staff, and police force. I love Fargo. That's a refreshing take on it. I like that.
Thank Absolutely.
You. Thank you very much. All right, let's see. I'm way behind on text already. 701-367-2054 to Texas, 701-237-1590. You could call us at 701-271-1100. Kevin in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Kevin.
So I'm not originally from Fargo. I actually came out this way for college. And I remember when me and my folks came out, we were doing the visit, we loved it. You know, and I can say in the last, 10, 12 years or so, roughly, things have gotten progressively and progressively worse. And I mean, there's a lot of reasons I think you can say that is. And I think one root cause, maybe not root cause, but one possible cause is just look at education. You know, and I'm not trying to say all teachers are bad or anything like that. I'm in the field of education. There's a lot of great teachers doing great things. But if you listen in on school board meetings, if you listen in to the teachers projecting their agendas on the youth, you know, so once the youth gets corrupted, then they just keep on getting older and things progressively kind of spiral and spiral. So this, I think that's one cause of, you know, part of the reason why Fargo's kind of going to what it is. I think another one real quick. You know, you just see it more and more. People are walking away from religion. You know, they're walking away from Christ. When there is nothing, when you are not adhering or whatever you want to call it to strong moral core values, things just start to erode. You know, you're just basically going off what you feel in the moment. There's nothing, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, it has to be a certain religion, this, that, right, wrong, or whatever, but I think that's a big problem. So overall, I think Fargo's taking on water. I don't know if we can get enough water out before she sinks. Basically, that's kind of the point of what I'm saying. So,
what do you, what role do you play in something like that? What role could all of us play in something like that? Because everything you said, I agree with you.
I think first and foremost, if you're a parent, paying attention to your kids. There's so many times, you know, like a kid will come home from school and the parent will be like, "So, how was your day today?" "Good." "Okay, high five, let's see you at dinner." You know, it's like actually try to get to know what's being said or talked in school. School board meetings. I mean, who's getting voted on the school board? Do people just pick a name out of a hat, or do they actually pay attention to who's saying what they actually believe and stand by? You know, I think a lot of people are aware of school boards and all those other pieces, but no one does the research and the homework to figure out, okay, what's being approved, what's being talked about, you know, what's allowed and not allowed in schools. I think a lot of that kind of is missing, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it is. I think we're at a crossroads, and we need everything you just mentioned there and a lot more. I really do. Kevin, appreciate your call. Call again, okay?
Yeah, thank you much.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. Take a break from this heavy topic, and we have lots more to come, including clips from the press conference, Mark Levin's coverage, and also going to chat a little later on the program with some of the folks from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team that have deployed here because of the shootings. So look forward to that. Lynn Helms is here. We rescheduled this interview from yesterday, who is the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Get a chance to look at the latest numbers of oil and gas available to us. Lynn, thank you for taking the time.
God, it's great to be here. Apologize for the situation yesterday. My calendar and my scheduler just didn't quite click.
No problem. Hey, did you get to Killdeer for the Cookfest?
Well, I did, Scott, and what a great event. I think half the city of Killdeer or more turned out. There were 21 different barbecue booths there, and the interaction between the oil and gas industry and the local community went on till nearly 8 o'clock at night. Good music, really good information sessions. One of the big operators out there, Marathon Oil, had their vice president of operations there to talk to people. And it was just a great atmosphere and really positive.
That's good to hear. Since we've talked last, ExxonMobil has moved to acquire Danbury Resources, who, of course, are doing enhanced oil recovery and a CO2 pipeline right now. What is the significance of a player the size of ExxonMobil putting that investment in North Dakota?
Yeah, thanks for asking about that, Scott, because I think that really speaks to what the state officials have been saying about the importance of carbon capture and utilization to the state of North Dakota. You know, when you have a company like ExxonMobil, which is the largest world oil and gas oil company, just below Saudi Aramco, put $5 billion into projects that will capture carbon dioxide and use it for enhanced oil recovery all the way from the Gulf of Mexico to Glendive, Montana. It really speaks to what the future looks like for, you know, mitigating carbon and dealing with this carbon-constrained world that we live in. Whether you agree or not with carbon dioxide causing global warming, these companies are committed with huge amounts of capital, and they Denbury has demonstrated that they can produce carbon-negative crude oil in North Dakota, and ExxonMobil sees that, and this is where they want to be.
That is good news, and bodes well for the future and the investments that we're talking about. Again, you've talked about this before, but this is all about our grandchildren's grandchildren's grandchildren. This is going to be there a long time, and obviously companies like that investing to that degree certainly say that. Want to talk a little bit about
obviously. You know, we project slow growth in our North Dakota crude oil production starting. We think today we're at right at 1.2 million barrels a day, and we see that growing to 1.4 over the next 15 years or so. And in this carbon capture and utilization has the potential to extend that for two decades, for an entire generation. And so our grandchildren's grandchildren will be benefiting from investments like what ExxonMobil decided to make.
Are we going to get back to 2 million ever?
I don't believe so. I think the industry has modified, you know, the way it wants to approach unconventional resources. And the attitude amongst industry is to slowly grow production. And then when it looks like it's plateaued, when it looks like the major drilling phase is over, to sustain that production using enhanced oil recovery. And so it's more of a slow growth to a fairly high plateau rather than a peak and a rapid decline like we saw, you know, 10 years ago.
You noted in your director's cut that, you know, the production was flat for the latest month, which I guess you kind of expected given the spring situation. But that rig counts were noticeably down. What do you make of that?
That is a really puzzling number, Scott, and it is largely a workforce issue. So we did have Brent Sanford in Kildare to talk about the Bakken Grow initiative to bring first Ukrainians and then potentially other immigrants into the oil patch and to acclimate them to North Dakota and to get them to be here as long-term workers. And they're looking for sponsors. I guess they have the jobs lined up and the housing lined up, but they need individual sponsors for those Ukrainian immigrants. That program is up and rolling. It's mostly a workforce issue. But secondly, I think we have to start thinking about the fact that these rigs are now drilling 15,000 foot laterals, and they're actually creating more than two wells per month per rig. So, you know, back pre-COVID, the average was two new wells per drilling rig per month, but they were 10,000-foot laterals. They've actually made a 50% increase in efficiency. And so we're going to have to factor that in and start thinking, you know, maybe 60 or 70 rigs, 55 to 60 rigs is not the norm. Maybe it's 45 to 50 rigs in order to really grow our production. So we still have a workforce issue. I still really need that career and technical education aspect and that Bakken Grow program to bring in immigrants. But we're going to have to recalculate what we think the rig count needs to be in order to grow our production. Because as I pointed out, two-thirds of the drilling rigs are now out in the Tier 2 area, and a third of them are in the Tier 3 area, and they're all drilling three-mile laterals.
Boy, it's just amazing. We only have about 30 seconds left, unfortunately. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, gas capture held in there. Really happy with that number. And we had an all-time high in terms of the number of active wells. So we really see a positive year for the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. Revenues are going to be great. Profits are great. Employment is up. And we've just got a few workforce issues that we have to work through.
Fantastic, Lynn. Always appreciate the time. All the best to the team at the Department of Mineral Resources. Have a great day. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Take care. All right, 9:44. How long is the Levin clip, Kev? Mark Levin clip.
I've got it down to about 2 minutes.
Okay, we'll play that when we come back.
Talking about the incident.
Mark Levin talking about what happened Friday in Fargo. When we come back on What's On Your Mind, plus Gene and Gardner.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio to start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. And I'm addressing all the producers out there. Your tillage equipment, all your machinery, including your grain holdings, are all considered personal property. They all need to be funded into your trust just as well as your real property does. If you have questions on that, that is why I'm here. I specialize in this. Call me today before it's too late. 701-318-0908. 701-318-0908.
Enjoy every day made better with the Splash Super Pool from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. The Super Pool is made in the USA and comes in 11 different sizes and shapes to turn any backyard into a beautiful summer getaway. Set it up in less than an hour for as little as $50 per month, everything included. Come check out why this is North Dakota's number one selling pool since 1997. The Splash Super Pool, on display at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before top of the hour. That's an oldie but a goodie there. Thank you, Kev.
No problem.
We get a little Jason Aldean in today. He's under fire.
He's number one.
Yeah. The people speak. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Texter says, hey, don't live in fear. Arm yourself. Train. Protect your family. Well, I agree, because if you're freedom is not living in fear. That's for sure.
Amen.
Gene and Gardner, what's on your mind?
Well, I used to run a semi all over the country, and I would avoid Chicago, Illinois like the plague. I'd go 100 miles out of my way just to avoid that. And the reason for it is, on average, they shoot about 14 people a weekend there. We haven't got that issue going on in Fargo. And what happened last Friday was horrendous. But just know that we've got good people on duty.
We sure do.
That will protect us.
Yeah. And pound for pound, Chicago to Fargo, the appreciation of law enforcement has got to be, 80-20 better favoring Fargo, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. The whole world is a terrible place to live right now, and it's because of the Democrats and the 1,500 billionaires that want to take over the world. We need to stop that group. That's about all I got to say. I'm fishing for words, and I don't like that.
No problem, Gene. Thank you very much.
Gene.
We're all fishing for words, for sure. Yeah.
I hear Costa Rica is nice.
Texter says, BLM freely roamed Fargo not that long ago. Our law enforcement had their hands full. That should have been repulsive to Fargo residents. Was it? Was to me what was done there. Bricks staged and all the things that they did, but... Maybe more could have done. Said something, did something. I don't know. Good point. Mark Levin of the Mark Levin Show, nationally syndicated radio show, and of course Fox News host, was talking about us last night. Listen to this.
Yeah, this is before he was going to the break, too.
And I want to thank my affiliate in North Dakota, the Flag.
Oh, how about that?
My buddy Scott Hennon, North Dakota, the Flag. This past Friday, it's because Fargo, North Dakota, you know, it's not New York. It's not Chicago. It's a little town. So this past Friday, this guy happens upon a car accident. He goes up to the situation there, the accident, and he shoots three Fargo police officers in cold blood. Shoots them. Murders one of them. Critically wounds two others. He's a Muslim. But here's the bigger part of the story. They now know that he was en route to the Fargo Street Fair, which is a big event there, with an arsenal of weapons and explosives in his car. He's going to try and slaughter as many people as he could. Cops. Fargo's not exactly, you know, a community of a lot of blacks and minorities. He's there to kill people. A fourth Fargo police officer, Zach Robinson, took heroic action, checked out this car. The killer's name is Mohammed Barakat. 30 rounds from his pistol. He saw he had 30 rounds in his pistol. Joe Biden hasn't mentioned this today. Jayapal hasn't mentioned this today. MSNBC hasn't mentioned this today. CNN hasn't mentioned this today. I don't even know if Fox has. I have. What do you think about that, Van? Did you cover it on CNN? I'm just curious. Van Jones stuff. That was a white guy killing three men. Then we hear all about it. What does that do? What's the purpose of that?
Mark Levin.
Good question.
The great one.
Calling out the total hypocrisy of all of it, too.
Another call came in here.
Hey, yeah, Rex from Moorhead. Quick question, and I'll hang up after the question. How do you guys know that the shooter last Friday was on its way to the state fair? I know that was mentioned, but how do they know? Thank you, bye.
All right, street fair.
It wasn't state fair, it was street fair, which is probably just an honest mistake there, which is downtown Fargo and, you know, crafts and different things downtown. The answer to the question, how do we know, is it was revealed yesterday. First of all, there have been a lot of the, speculation that that was the case because there were rumors that he had so much armament. He had an arsenal, and he did. And so Drew Wrigley, the U.S. attorney, I'm sorry, used to be U.S. attorney, the attorney general of North Dakota, explained that in a press conference yesterday. I have the clip, and we'll play that when we come back, just so you can hear that. And then I want to also play a clip from the press conference in which Drew Wrigley, while hailing the heroism of Zachary Robinson, who took out Mohamed Barakat, also asked us, you, me, all of us, to be worthy of that heroism. And I think it's a due and proper challenge at a time like this. I really do. We'll also talk with a member of the Billy Graham response team. Former law enforcement chaplains here to help the law enforcement officers of Fargo deal with this. Coming up on MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
for